It is very human for all of us to get tired and discouraged. You can get tired and discouraged in your daily routine. You can get tired and discouraged because of mental pressure. You can get tired and discouraged because of emotional pressure, because of physical pressure. You can get tired and discouraged because the burdens are extra heavy, or because you have a new schedule, or because you have heavy responsibilities. There's all kinds of reasons, and it's very normal, very natural for us to get tired and discouraged. Now, hopefully you don't live in that place, but it is a place that all of us get to from time to time, every one of us. When you're tired and discouraged, there's no better medicine than Joshua chapter 1. I don't know to what extent Joshua was tired and discouraged. I do know that he was in his 60s. I do know that his lifelong hero, Moses, had just died. I do know that he had big shoes to fill. Moses is considered by many historians to be the greatest leader who's ever lived. And now he dies, and that baton is passed to Joshua. I wouldn't be surprised if he was tired and a little discouraged. He's faced with accomplishing an impossible task that his hero Moses couldn't accomplish. And all of Moses' problems are now Joshua's problems. And so that may be why that in Joshua chapter 1, this is the transition chapter. Moses has died. They have mourned for him. You can read the account of that at the end of the book of Deuteronomy. And now it's time to go forward. And God makes a speech to Joshua, just him and Joshua, first part of the chapter. And then in the second part of the chapter, Joshua turns to the leaders of Israel and says, all right, this is what we're going to do. And all that's recorded in Joshua chapter 1. Phenomenal chapter. Three times as God is speaking to Joshua, God tells him to be strong and courageous. Look at verse 6. Be strong and of a good courage. Verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Verse 9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. That's some great coaching. And it's from the greatest coach, God himself. So then, Joshua, in the middle of the chapter, he calls the leaders of Israel together and he gives them the game plan. This is what we're going to do. And what do they say to him? They say, Joshua, we'll do everything you tell us to do. We'll go everywhere you tell us to go. We will follow you like we followed Moses. We will kill anybody who doesn't follow you. We're going to ask you to do one thing. You know what they asked him to do? Be strong and of a good courage. So let's read it. Look at verse 16. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us, we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we hearken unto Moses in all things. Now, you may have paused there and say, wait a minute. They didn't follow Moses. This generation did. It was their parents that had been dying in the wilderness for the last 40 years who wouldn't follow Moses. But the generation that came up after them, they saw the mistakes of their parents and they followed Moses. So yes, it was a valid statement that as they followed Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. Whosoever doth rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken unto thy words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. But they said, only be strong and of a good courage. So, when you're tired and when you're discouraged, here's what you got to do. Be strong and courageous. You say, wait a minute, that sounds kind of simplistic to me. And to be honest, For a long time, I read Joshua chapter 1, and I read God saying to Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. And I would think to myself, so, I mean, what do? You just flip some kind of a switch in your head? You know, I don't know where the strong and courageous switch is on me that I got to flip that switch. Okay, all right, I'll just be strong and courageous. But the fact is, it must be possible to be strong and of a good courage because God commanded him to be. Do you understand? Anytime God commands you to do something, it's possible to do it. So God said, be strong and of good courage. You say, that's kind of simplistic. Just you're discouraged, so just be strong and courageous. Well, let me explain to you why it's not simplistic. What you need when you get tired and discouraged, what you need is to go forward with God. The answer to your weariness and discouragement is never primarily mental. It is never primarily emotional. And believe it or not, it's never primarily physical. The answer to your weariness and discouragement is always primarily spiritual. That doesn't mean that you don't need any other remedies. Doesn't mean that you don't need to just take a nap once in a while. It doesn't mean that you might not actually need some sort of medication. It doesn't mean that you don't need some counseling, some encouragement. It does mean that all those things are secondary. I want to tell you a story very quickly before I forget to tell it because I didn't plan to tell it, but it just sprung up. My wife did an interview of Mrs. Williams. I recommend for all of you to watch it. It's on YouTube. She did it last Sunday night after church, and it went live this last Friday. And I edit those, so I see them all. And I want to tell you, this is incredible. First of all, it fills in some of the stories of her life that you wouldn't know about Dr. Williams' wife. But secondly, it's just some insights. Let me give you one of those insights here from Dr. Williams. Dr. Williams was talking to a preacher one time. And that preacher was saying, you know, I don't understand this thing about having a prayer life. And Dr. Williams said, well, one of the keys to having a prayer life is you just pray first, always, no matter what happens. And the pastor said, well, yeah, okay, I understand that. He said, no, I don't think you do. He said, let me ask you a question. If your house is on fire and you're outside and your wife is inside, what do you do immediately? He said, run in and save my wife. He said, that's the difference between you and me. He said, my first response is, dear God, help me as I go in to try to save my wife. And then, and what is that, 10 seconds? And then I run inside. But he said, I go inside knowing God is with me because I gave it to him. And he said, that is the beginnings of a genuine prayer life. You give everything to God in prayer. That's what I mean when I say it's always primarily spiritual. There may be a mental component. There may be an emotional component to your problem. There may be a physical component to your problem. But it's always, always, no exception, always primarily a spiritual problem. And the solution to every spiritual problem is to go forward with God. This sounds so basic, but this will change your life. Every problem you have is primarily spiritual, and the solution to every spiritual problem, and therefore to every problem, is to go forward with God. Doesn't mean that's the only thing you have to do. It means it's the first thing you have to do. Go forward with God. When you feel like giving up in school, and I know I did plenty of times, and if you're a student, you may also, go forward with God. When you think a broken relationship can't be fixed, go forward with God. When you're tired and discouraged because you're facing an impossible problem, go forward with God. When you're tired and discouraged because you've gotten yourself into an embarrassing mess and you just don't know what to do about it, go forward with God. When your heart has been irreparably broken, go forward with God. When you have nowhere to turn, go forward with God. When you have no purpose, no refuge, no hope, go forward with God. So when you're tired and discouraged, go forward with God. That doesn't end everything. It's not the whole of the solution, but it's always where you begin. I wish I could do something or say something this morning to help you believe it. God's going to have to do that. Now, here's the key. We're talking about strength and courage. Be strong and courageous. You don't access strength and courage in order to go forward with God. What? No. You don't access strength. Let me find my strength and courage button. Oh, here it is. It's in my left armpit. Strength and courage. Turned on. I'm ready to go. You don't access strength and courage in order to go forward with God. You access strength and courage by going forward with God. Going forward with God gives you strength and courage. Going forward with God is being strong and courageous. God told Joshua how to be strong and courageous. Let me show that to you. It's right there in the Bible. If you want to follow along, you can. We read it a while ago. Be strong and courageous by believing God's promises. Verse 6. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Believing God's promises. Don't miss this. Saturday night in our men's prayer meeting downstairs with Dr. Williams. Dr. Williams said this: you haven't even started to pray until you're asking God to do the miraculous. Mrs. Williams, in her interview with my wife asked her this question. She said, if a person doesn't have a prayer life, how do they get started? By the way, one of the things I learned in that interview is that Mrs. Williams had a prayer life long before she met Dr. Williams or even knew who he was. Amazing story. You should hear it. This is not a paid promotion here, but I'm telling you, it'll bless you. But she said, in answer to Amy's question, if somebody doesn't have a prayer life, how do they get one started? And this, you know, of all the things you could say, this is surprising to me that this was her response. The first step in developing a prayer life is to get to know the promises of God. Otherwise, what is it that you're basing your prayers on? What is it that you're claiming when you go before the Lord and say, God, as Dr. Williams said, I want you to do the miraculous. On what basis? Oh, on the basis of Matthew 21:22. All things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. How can you claim that promise if you don't know that promise? Or on the basis of this, Philippians 4:19, which, by the way, was written not just to Christians, but to giving Christians. Check the context. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. How can you claim that promise if you don't know that promise? Oh God, please help me. Please meet my needs. Please, please, please. Okay, suppose God were to say, and who knows, maybe he is saying, on what basis? Because I'm asking you to. On what basis do you expect me to answer? Because I'm praying and pastor said to pray. Nope, not good enough. But when you answer, because you promise my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now you've got a basis for asking. How about this one? Lord, I'm just worn out. Oh God, please give me strength. I mean, give me strength. Give me supernatural strength. because I'm so tired and I've got so much to get done here. Okay, on what basis? Well, just because I asked you to. On what basis did you ask me to? How about this? Though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. You tell God, it's not that God forgets what his promises are. It's that he wants to know on what basis you're asking. Be strong and courageous by believing God's promises. Be strong and courageous by obeying God's word. Verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. The things that God commanded you to do. Hey, here's some commands from God in the epistles, the church age. Personal worship. We are commanded to worship the Lord. We are commanded to walk in the Spirit. We are commanded to pray for others. We are commanded to share the gospel. These are just four things that God tells us in our age, what we call the church age. God tells us to do those things. Are you going to be strong enough and courageous enough to obey him? It takes strength and courage to obey the Lord. I'm talking about that day where I just don't feel like going on. I just can't get myself motivated. I just am so discouraged. Okay, then be strong and courageous and obey the Lord. You don't feel like getting on your knees and worshiping him? Be strong and courageous and do it because you're commanded to, you're instructed to. You don't feel like walking in the Spirit? You don't even know what walking in the Spirit is. Then you better learn so that you can be strong and courageous to get through the day. Listen, if you're not walking in the Spirit on any given day, you're going to fail. Be strong and courageous to obey the Lord. You don't access strength and courage in order to go forward with God. You access strength and courage by going forward with God. How else? By not getting off track. Verse 7, second half. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. You're strong and courageous by not getting off track. It takes strength and courage to stay the course. There's a lot of distractions. There's a lot of criticism. You face a lot of opposition, a lot of adversity. Be strong and courageous by not getting off track. You access strength and courage by going forward with God. Be strong and courageous by speaking and thinking about God's word. Very famous verse, verse number 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. He makes a statement in here that's also found in Psalm 1. Meditate therein, in the book of the law, day and night. David said that very same thing of the blessed man. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Let me put in a plug, as I do it every time I can, for scripture memorization. The process of scripture memorization is meditation. And then the result of scripture memorization enables even greater meditation. I don't know what yoga people are doing or Buddha people are doing when they're, you know, ding, ding, ding. I don't know what's going through their brain, what they're thinking, happy thoughts or what, and I don't care. But I know this, that meditating on scripture is more powerful than old fat Buddha could have come up with, more powerful than anything that the yoga people can come up with. Meditating on scripture is the most powerful mental exercise that exists. And that's a bang, that's a quote. Write that down. Just came up with that. I'm saying that's the truth. Meditating on scripture is the most powerful mental exercise there is. Okay, so you say, but I can't because I haven't memorized scripture. Memorizing scripture is the baby steps of meditation. How so? Okay, when I was a teenager, I started working on a number of chapters. And by the way, you always have to work on them or you lose them. But I started, one of the chapters I started working on when I was a teenager was Psalm 119. While I would rake leaves or cut grass, I carried a little Gideon's New Testament in my shirt pocket. I would take the shirts that I had worn out, whatever, rip the sleeves off, and they always had, I'm talking about, you know, like dress shirts, rip the sleeves off, and put my New Testament in my pocket. It was New Testament and Psalms and Proverbs. And while I was pushing the lawnmower, raking leaves, I'd pull it out. I'm telling you, this is how to do it. Now, you don't have to get a Gideon's New Testament. You've got a free Bible app on your phone. Purchase it. Go to the app store. Get that. Purchase, that's the official term, but it doesn't cost you anything. Download it to your phone. Make sure it's on King James so that you're not memorizing a paraphrase of God's word. And begin. You pick the book. You pick the chapter. You pick the verse. And here's a little secret. Take a screenshot of it and edit it so it's just got that verse. And now it's in your pictures. So you don't have to open the Bible app every time. You just open your picture. And as you're about to, I'm going to say mow the lawn because that's what I did. As you're about to fire up that lawnmower, push mower by the way, and push that thing all over creation, Psalm 119 verse 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way. 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 So, okay, we get it. Are you going to do it? If you're not going to do it, you didn't get it yet. You want me to do it 50 times? So how many times do you have to do it before you have it memorized? Ultimately, probably in the hundreds. But you don't have to do hundreds before you go to the next part of the verse. Who walk in the law of the Lord. 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 You know what you're doing? I'm memorizing scripture. Yes, you are. But you're also meditating. Who walk in the law of the Lord. When you got that one down just enough, because you don't want to lose that first phrase. And I'm talking, you're going to have to probably go an hour with that first phrase. While you drive. Whatever. Whatever is work that you don't have to concentrate, you can get those scriptures going through your mind. And you don't have to memorize 20 verses a day. You don't even have to memorize one verse a day. But man, you ought to be working on something all the time. So now you go back, you reach that first phrase, and you put them together. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. You learn that. And then you keep adding verses. And I like to memorize by the chapter. That way my mind can just roll and it flows like water. And you know what? You keep reviewing it over the years. And once you have it so that you know it as well as you know your Social Security number and your birthday. And it rolls off your mind. And now you have an even greater meditation tool because now it's in your heart. And now you can do what Joshua 1:8 says, thou shalt meditate therein day and night. When I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't get back to sleep, doesn't happen much, but once in a while, can't get back to sleep, two remedies for that. Prayer, or you just pull up those verses that are in your heart. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that seek his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. And see, whenever I try to quote them, that's when I goof up on them. But they're up here, I'm telling you. Blessed are they that, I can't find it. I've known this since I was 14 and now I can't find it. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that seek his testimonies, keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. I knew there wasn't two seeks in there. Memorization. The process of scripture memorization is meditation, and the result of it is even greater meditation. You don't access strength and courage in order to go forward with God. You access strength and courage by going forward with God. Strength and courage. Be strong and of a good courage by not being fearful. Verse number 9, first part. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid. Fear is a choice. And fear not is also a choice. We all experience fear. But the choice of fear not is the choice to not let fear cripple you. The choice of fear not is the choice to not let fear make your decisions for you. To not let fear keep you from taking action. I have over my door in my office, you can't see it unless you're in my office looking out. It's about this big. It's a picture on tin. I got it, and I want to tell you the story in a second. It'll take 10 seconds, but I was reminded of this morning, completely forgot about this. It's a picture of John Wayne, and it's got my favorite John Wayne quote on it. Courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway. Isn't that great? That's a good one. You know where I got that? I just realized this as I'm looking up at it this morning, thinking about the message, thinking about where I got that. I got that in the mountains of California while I was preaching at a youth camp there. My wife was there with me. And it was 1 month before my first amputation. It hasn't been hanging there that whole time, but I've had that plaque, that thing the whole time. Courage is being scared to death, but saddling up. I want to tell you, in the last 10 years, there's been a lot of times I've been scared to death, but I just went ahead and saddled up anyway. I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm telling you, that's what you're going to have to do a lot of times in life, to choose to fear not. You don't access strength and courage in order to go forward with God. You access strength and courage by going forward with God. By not getting discouraged. Verse 9 also, neither be thou dismayed. That's the same thing as discouraged. Dismayed, discouraged. We all face discouragement. Be strong and courageous to fight discouraged. Go forward with God. Hey! Wherever you are right now, go forward with God. Can I say to you, wherever you are right now, if you're discouraged, if you're fearful, if you say, I'm just tired out, get back in the fight. Don't let life get you down. Don't let bad thoughts get you down. Go forward with God. You don't access strength and courage in order to go forward with God. You access strength and courage by going forward with God. And the last part of that instruction, last part of verse 9, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. It takes strength and courage to live in God's presence every day. That's why that song that we just learned is so important. And I hope you'll learn it. I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. I have set the Lord always before me.
That's God's presence. But David said, I have set the Lord always before me. God's presence is your choice. You've got to choose Him every day. You don't access strength and courage in order to go forward with God. You access it by going forward with God, by believing God's promises, by obeying God's word, by not getting off track, by speaking and thinking God's word, by not being fearful, by not getting discouraged, by living in God's presence. Now listen, because we're about done here. Because Joshua was strong and courageous, so much that he went forward with God, he led the Israelites to cross the Jordan River, something Moses hadn't done. They brought down the walls of Jericho miraculously. They saw God do miracle after miracle. They drove the heathen nations out of the promised land. They handed the next generation a tremendous foundation to build upon. When you're strong and courageous to fight the spiritual battles, you'll find your way in the physical battles. You'll find your way in the mental battles, the emotional battles, the relationship battles, the financial battles. Now look, it's time to be strong and courageous and go forward with God. What is your
2021 going to look like? Say, oh man, I haven't even thought about my Christmas shopping yet. Okay, but 2021 is 6 weeks away. 6 weeks from today is, I think it's Christmas Day. No, it's the Sunday after Christmas Day. So 6 weeks from today is the last Sunday of 2020. If you're going to make progress in 2021, if you're going to go forward with God, you got to make plans before that day comes. So start thinking about it. Start seeking the Lord. Where am I going to make progress in 2021? What ground am I going to take? What am I going to change? Where am I going to improve? What ground am I going to take for the Lord and in my life in 2021? You need to be praying about that. You need to ask the Lord what ground you're going to take in your Bible knowledge, and letting the Bible fill your life, in your prayer life, in winning people to the loss, to the Lord, winning the lost people to the Lord. Don't win them to the lost. Winning lost people to the Lord. What ground are we going to take for the Lord in 2021? Let's go forward with God. Let's go forward with God.